What's up, sailors? Welcome you all to the Marine Thing podcast. I think you have heard the news. The COVID-19 slams vehicle carrier market. COVID-19 has hit the vehicle carrier market hard. The world vehicle demand has dropped by 35%. Consequently, shipping these vehicles has fallen considerably. The only order to take place earlier this year is one from NYKLine for a large LCTC for $95 million. No deals have taken place since the beginning of the year. This is figure we have not seen historically. A break of 5 months on the S&P side of things in the vehicle carrier market. One of the main reasons for this low period and a fall in the values is drop in rates for the 6,500 cubic per union 1 year TCs, which have fallen by 20% since January. This brings the already weak rates for large vessels to the lowest point in the last 10 years, with a direct correlation seen between rates and values. We have seen a notable drop in values, with older vessels having the biggest percentage fall. Since the beginning of the year, 20-year-old vessels have lost nearly 5% of their value and modern resales have dropped over 2% in value. We have yet to see the expected increase in demolitions of vehicle carriers, with only 3 deals being confirmed since the beginning of the year, but this is most likely due to demolition yards being closed with cash buyers hesitant to make any commitments. Wallenius Wilhelmsen are one of the largest owning operating vehicle carrier companies, and with the negative market, they have already confirmed 5 of its ships are going to for scrap, taking the total up to 8. We would imagine other owners would follow Wallenius Wilhelmsen with an increase in their fleet going for scrap as the vessels become more of a burden. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in to Marine Thing podcast.